Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Joe sent me a story that is a shocking number for a lawsuit verdict. And this is crazy. From the truckersreport.com, an owner-operator has been ordered to pay $411 million for a single accident, which they say is the largest verdict of its kind ever. A one-person trucking company, so that's one guy in his truck, has been ordered by a jury to pay $411 million to a motorcyclist who got hurt in a multi-vehicle accident. But the lawsuit apparently was simply between the truck driver and the motorcyclist. This jury award is thought to be the largest of its kind against a small trucking company. Now, the motorcyclist was riding his motorcycle near Tallahassee, Florida, back in 2018. On I-10, there was a 45-vehicle pileup. So there was a huge accident with all kinds of cars involved. According to the incident report, this accident was caused by weather conditions and speeding vehicles. We hear about this from time to time where, especially if fog rolls in or unusual weather conditions in Michigan, it happens like where a snow squall will hit a section of highway and people are zooming along because the roads are dry and all of a sudden they come around a curve and it's a mess. So one of the vehicles that was speeding into these conditions, according to the report, was a truck owned by the man who became the defendant in this case. And he's a one-man trucking company, also based out of Florida. In the accident, the motorcyclist had to veer off the road into the emergency lane where he impacted a stopped truck that didn't have its lights on. He flew off his bike and landed in the road. He broke both sides of his pelvis from his spine and suffered severe internal injuries. His life-threatening injuries kept him in the hospital for 6 months. He now suffers from severe pain and can only walk with the aid of specialized crutches. Now, here's where the story gets even stranger, because that large verdict is a headline. And a lot of people, and I read some of the comments on the story and I poked around a little bit more on the internet, a lot of people were wondering, you know, whose fault is this? If the truck is stopped but gets hit by a guy on a motorcycle who's actually moving. And so there are concepts in the law, and they vary wildly from state to state, as to whether you can apportion damages based on whether this is 100% someone's fault or if it's 60% their fault, or what if the person who gets harmed contributes to their own harm. But here's the problem, okay? There's a couple issues. One of which is this man who got sued defended himself. He did not hire an attorney. So that's problem number one. And to make things more complicated, the trial took place entirely over Zoom. This was a Zoom trial. Now, I've told stories before about different actions and things that have taken place over Zoom, and it's unclear how many actual full-blown trials have taken place over the Zoom conferencing platform. Now, one of the lawyers for the plaintiff in this case said, "This is a significant and historic ruling for justice. COVID demanded an unprecedented Zoom trial, but it didn't stop the jury from hearing and understanding the evidence and returning a record verdict." And that's what I'm curious about. So you do a Zoom trial. So on the Zoom conference, you've got the judge and the attorneys and the parties and the jurors. So when you make your closing statement, closing argument, and then the jurors go to deliberate, I presume that they deliberate over Zoom. And I mean, I understand how this all works, but it's just a logistic quandary. But apparently it worked. So, like I said before, the man who was the owner-operator of the truck defended his own company during the trial without the aid of a lawyer. So the jury awarded the motorcyclist $411 million. Now, it does say here at the end, and this is the quote, "It is not clear how they expect a one-man trucking company to be able to pay that bill." And there's two questions here, one of which relates to the second. I guess that'd be the first question. And my understanding is that generally speaking, most states require vehicles to have insurance to operate on the roadways. And so the question becomes, did this truck have insurance on it? Did this one-man trucking company have insurance on his truck? Because if he did, you would assume that the insurance company would pay some of the claim. I don't know if he's got $411 million in coverage, but they'd certainly cover whatever they have coverage for up to, and then beyond that, he'd be on his own. But the bigger issue here is that in most states, if you have insurance and you get sued, your insurance company will defend you. They will hire the attorney to defend you because they don't want this to happen. Because let's suppose, and I'm making up stuff here for a hypothetical on purpose, okay? I own a vehicle, okay? And I'm driving around in my vehicle and I get in an accident and someone sues me. I've got insurance in my car, on my vehicle, okay? My hypothetical. So if I don't call up my insurance company and I get sued, they get a gigantic judgment against me and they discover, wait, he's got insurance. They go after the insurance company. The insurance company goes, gee, it would have been nice if we could have defended that. So the duty to defend is actually the first thing you think about with insurance. I've had people call me because, Steve, I was in an accident. I'm being sued. What do? I go, call your insurance company. They go, really? Yeah. Read your policy. It says if you get sued, first thing you do, call us. Call us. We want to know. And it's not that they want to know simply to cover themselves. They want to know so they can defend you. They will defend you. That's part of what they do with insurance. So the fact that this guy's representing himself, and I saw a whole bunch of comments, people going, oh my God, what an idiot. Why is he doing that? I'm not saying that. That's the comments I read. The point is that if he had insurance, the insurance should have stepped in and covered this, I would think. Now, again, Florida might be funny. I don't know. I hear Florida has some unusual laws. Imagine that. But reading between the lines here, the question I ask myself as an attorney who's encountered a lot of discussions on things of this nature, I'm wondering if there was insurance. I've actually been at a status conference for one of my cases and also status conferences for other cases that were simply being held in open court. And I've actually seen a judge turn to me and go, don't you have insurance? Why isn't there insurance coverage here? Why isn't there an insurance attorney here? You don't have insurance? You're driving a car with no insurance? So it's that well known that the insurance carrier will step in and defend you. Now, I've heard of cases where the insurance carrier stepped in and defended somebody and lost and still got hit with a gigantic verdict. That happens. But at least there was an attorney there. There's an insurance defense attorney there defending the case. And now, again, I did not attend this trial because it was held entirely on Zoom. I didn't know about it. But I'm willing to bet, and again, this is hypothetical, so this is purely speculative, but I'm willing to bet that if an attorney had been involved, odds are the verdict would have been less than $411 million, not more. That's just me speculating. I'm just thinking that. I also saw some people comment and say, well, the man probably couldn't afford an attorney. Well, that's assuming, number one, that one wasn't available to him because of insurance. It's possible. But number two, he can't afford an attorney. He just may have lost a whole ton of stuff. And at that point, you wonder, is it better to risk that and lose everything but save the money on the attorney? Or do you go out and scrape up the money on an attorney and try to keep this from happening? So it's $411 million. And normally I would say, hey, let's wait and see what happens on appeal. But of course, the problem is that taking it up on appeal without an attorney could be very difficult. With an attorney, probably difficult too. So there you go. Joe, thanks for sending it. It was the truckersreport.com that published it. But an owner-operator ordered to pay $411 million in a verdict involving a motorcycle accident after a trial conducted entirely over Zoom. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Rainstorms will travel thousands of miles against prevailing winds for the opportunity to rain on a tent.